The fifth trumpet's ominous sound reverberated through the air, signaling the arrival of a star fallen from the heavens. As I gazed upon this celestial intruder, a sense of foreboding crept over me. The star held within it the key to the abyss, a gateway to untold horrors. With a deafening roar, the abyss was opened, unleashing billows of thick, dark smoke that shrouded the sun and sky in an eerie haze. From within this choking fog emerged a swarm of locusts, their arrival heralding a time of torment and suffering. These were no ordinary insects, they were twisted creatures with power akin to scorpions sent to wreak havoc on those without the seal of God. Their sting brought excruciating pain, driving their victims to the brink of despair as they longed for death's release only to be denied. The appearance of these malevolent beings was as unsettling as their actions. They bore crowns of gold upon their heads and faces that eerily resembled those of humans. Their hair flowed like that of women, and their teeth gleamed like those of lions. Clad in breastplates of iron, they moved with a thunderous intensity, their wings creating a cacophony reminiscent of charging armies. Each locust was armed with a stinger, capable of inflicting torment for months on end. Overseeing this horde was the Angel of the Abyss, known by the ominous titles of Abaddon and Apollyon the Destroyer. My logical mind raced to make sense of this plague of locusts, their appearance and purpose intertwined with the intricate tapestry of prophecy. The connection between these events and the ongoing tribulations in the Americas became clearer as I delved deeper into the mysteries of Revelation. With each revelation, a piece of the puzzle fell into place, guiding me towards a deeper understanding of the divine plan unfolding before my eyes. The time had come for judgment to be passed, for humanity to face the consequences of its actions in this turbulent age.